This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone number is here at the station. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Telephone number is 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. We'll get you right on the air with your questions. Don't forget, our retirement planning professionals come to us from Klaus Financial. You can find them online. Their website, klausfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. A lot of great information about Klaus Financial on the website. Also, if you scroll down, you can subscribe to the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a great snapshot. Each week comes in your inbox of what's going on in the markets. Also has a link to the previous week's program. So if you missed Money in Motion, you can always get caught up, or maybe you had to step out, or maybe you caught in midway through a conversation. Say, oh, that sounds great. What were they talking about? You get all of that by simply getting to the website, klausfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, coming up a little bit later in the program as well, we'll do the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Joining us in studio this morning from Klaus Financial, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. How you guys doing today?
Good morning. Doing well. How are you?
Doing real well. Malia, how are you this morning?
Feeling great. Looks like weather. I don't think anybody's going to be listening to us today. Probably on vacation.
Yeah, that may very well be. And again, all the more reason he mentioned vacations, why you want to sign up for that weekly Market Pulse newsletter, is it'll remind you, hey, check out the show, check out what's going on. So a lot of great information to get to today. We're going to talk about specifically Klaus Financial and what it is you guys do, and some of the tips. I feel like we've touched on them a little bit here and there on previous shows. We're going to kind of break down some of the central themes to this program. We will do all of that in just a moment. But first, as I mentioned, we do the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week each and every week. This week, a chance to win a fantastic prize, a $25 gift card for PetSmart. A little tip, if you listen closely to the show, typically the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the program. And again, we'll tell you how you can win a little bit later on in the show. But real quick, before we get rolling on this week's topic, one of the cool things we've been doing is looking back at the previous week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, and not only giving the question, but giving the answer as well. What was last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, as well as answer?
Yes, so last week we asked the question, what year was the FDIC, which is Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, created? So it was actually created in 1933. So a shout out to our winner last week. Congratulations to Claudia from Madison. She was our winner, and thanks to all of you who called in and for listening. We appreciate all the listeners we have out there.
Fantastic, and don't forget, we're going to do another Klaus Quiz Question of the Week this week, so listen to the program very closely. As mentioned as well, we're going to talk a little bit about what it is that you guys do at Klaus Financial, and let's talk a little bit about kind of, I almost want to call it the process. So if I pick up the phone, give you guys a call to make that appointment, something really cool at Klaus Financial, there's not a cost, is there?
Well, if Sean calls, then we might hang up the phone, right?
Is yes. That what it works? Yes, exactly.
So great question. So Klaus Financial is 42 years old. Mm-hmm. We operate as a hybrid firm. So basically what that does in a hybrid firm is that we utilize both a fee-based planning platform, as well as we also offer fee-for-service. So we have to be called a hybrid firm because we do operate with both of those services. We have three divisions, and that helps direct future retirement of individuals. So we will have three offerings for small companies that need help organizing a 401k platform. We are able to do that. We also help individuals with our fee-based platform, as I mentioned, and that's with our class investment portfolios. And finally, for people who just need a coach once in a while, we have our third division, which is Klaus 360. So what we're trying to do for all of our clients is sit down, and our first visit is always complimentary, and kind of give them some direction and hopefully come back with a plan for them, and staying accountable to any financial advisor that's helping you get through the retirement process is probably going to be a pretty fulfilling exercise, because you're busy working at your job every day, and you tend not to worry about the big picture. And that's where a good financial advisor can come into place for you and hopefully figure out what things you might be missing, what things you can improve on, and then hopefully keep you on track. So what we do at COS is basically sit there as your coach. While, of course, we're involved in the investment aspect, what we also try to do is direct your team. And your team is made up of several people. It may be your accountant. It may be your insurance agent, your estate planning attorney, and possibly a banker. So what we really try to do is coordinate all efforts of all of those important individuals in your life and make sure that we have a common goal, which is to get you where you need to go and eventually retire. And so that's what COS does for you. And simply a phone call to us will get you started on the right path.
And as you point out, Malia, of course, that first meeting, always complimentary. And, of course, it's always nice to get a second opinion, another set of eyes, just to kind of look over what you're doing now, things that you can do to make a big difference and have a big impact on your retirement planning. You can, of course, get a hold of Kloss Financial. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Online, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And as Malia points out, there's three separate parts of divisions at Kloss Financial. You can learn about each individual department as well just by getting to the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And again, their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Again, no cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment, that of course, complimentary meeting at Kloss Financial, that first one. Telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. One of the things we talk about, and I'd mentioned earlier on in the program, that we hear oftentimes on this show are a couple of words: simplifying, consolidating, and diversifying. Let's talk a little bit about what those three words are and why they're so important to what you guys do at Kloss Financial.
Yes, simplify, consolidate, diversify, or you can put it in different orders: diversify, consolidate, simplify. It's built around this notion of really dispelling a myth, to be quite honest, where there's this myth in investments where we misconstrue diversification for multiple advisors or multiple accounts. So simplify, consolidate, diversify. It's this notion of, as we get towards retirement, we want to try to simplify our financial lives. That could be moving out of a bigger home, downsizing, right? So that's a mode of simplification. It could also be taking the three or four old 401k plans you have and consolidating them into a singular IRA. Now, what some people will inaccurately at that moment do is they'll say, no. By having these multiple accounts, I am diversified. So I was trying to figure out a way to explain this, and here's what I came up with. It would be the notion of saying, hey, I want to have 12 apples, 12 oranges, and 12 bananas. And so I'm going to put four in three different baskets, and that way I have more of them. I'm more diversified. And somebody looks and goes, nope, you still got 12 still of each. And somebody goes, well, I'm going to put the apples in one, the bananas in another, and the oranges in another. Now I'm better off. And you go, nope, still got 12 of each, right? And then somebody says, you know what? You're right. I'm going to dump them all in one basket, and I'll still have 12 of everything. And somebody comes over and goes, oh my gosh, you're not diversified, right? So it's this confusion around what does diversification really mean. So there is this misconception. And at the end of the day, asset allocation and having an appropriate risk allocation really refers to the percentage that you keep in your portfolio of stocks, bonds, and cash equivalents. Again, stocks, bonds, and cash equivalents. Now, within those three general categories, certainly you can get more diversified between U.S. stocks, international, small cap, mid cap, large caps, but they all fit into these broad categories of stocks, bonds, and cash. So try to not get overly confused with the notion of having multiple accounts being diversification or multiple advisors being diversification. That's really not what it is.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, give us a call right now. Telephone number 321-1310. Toll free 877-235-1310. Don't forget Kloss Financial. They're online, klossfinancial.com. That website, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. That's klossfinancial.com. www.simplifycapitalinvestments.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no cost for that initial get-to-know-you, that complimentary first appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with Malia and CJ and take more of your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And we are joined by our retirement planning professionals, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial. Don't forget about the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A lot of great information about Kloss Financial. Mentioned earlier about their different divisions. You can learn about them there. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter at klossfinancial.com. They're telling phone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no cost for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up in the next segment, we'll do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize. We'll tell you all about that coming up again in the next segment. Telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Or if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, get you on the air right now. Our numbers here at the station, 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. We left off talking about simplifying, consolidating, and diversifying. Mix and match them however you like. They all mean something very important. Let's talk about allocation. And allocation came up a little bit in that last segment. There's different types of allocation, and whether it's age-based, lifestyle, target, there's a lot of different areas here. Let's talk about that allocation word and what do people need to know?
Yeah, the most common form of asset allocation, or we'll call it simplified asset allocation, is inside of a 401k plan. Very commonly inside of your 401k plan, you will see age-based asset allocation solutions, or what are commonly known as lifestyle or target date funds. And it's this notion of, hey, I don't really know what I'm doing. My employer gave me this 401k. They're giving me a match. That all sounds good. I listened to these crazy people on WIBA that said I should be making sure I always get my match. So I'm doing that. But I still don't know how to build an asset allocation. And so there's this fund that is like the Vanguard Target 2040 Fund or the T. Rowe Price 2040 Fund. And they told me that if I want to retire about the year 2040, I can just put all my money there. And truth be told, you can. If you have no idea what you're doing, that might be your best solution. Now, if you've listened to us on the show long enough, those tend to be a little bit more expensive. They tend to not be customized to who you are as a client, obviously, because you're dumping it into a black box that just says 2040 on it. But I will say it's better to do that than to have no idea what you're doing and just chase returns. So what do most people do with 401k plans when they don't put it in a target fund? Well, they look for the best performing fund and they put all their money in the best performing. So don't do that. Don't do that. If you don't know what you're doing, choose one of those target date funds or what we call lifestyle funds, and those can be helpful.
How often, by the way, are people coming to you with one of these saying, listen, it may have worked in the past, but I need some real actual hands-on management with you? I mean, that's got to be pretty common, doesn't it?
It is, yeah. So that's when we get very involved, is when people say, hey, either I've amassed enough here that I'm uncomfortable with whatever they're doing inside of the fund and I don't really know. Can you help me customize what it is that I'm trying to play out here? Mm-hmm. So actually, these target date funds are very commonly known as the QDIA, the Qualified Default Investment Alternative. QDIA is basically, if you don't choose a fund on your own, the plan must by default choose one for you. And what they usually default you into is a target date fund.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. Don't forget that first appointment. That's complimentary. That get-to-know-you kick-of-the-tires appointment at Kloss Financial. No cost to you. 442-5637. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Let's talk about some of those other investing principles that we really need to be reminded of and that we really should be remembering.
Well, so we covered the first important one, which is diversify. Secondly, knowing your time frame. And so as CJ just mentioned with some of those lifestyle funds with the targeted retirement date. That helps you understand that perhaps I'm going to be retiring in the 2020 or 2030, and that helps me figure out how far out my retirement actually is. And again, those funds kind of help you with your asset allocation. So knowing your time frame tells you how much time can I invest money, and that should give you an idea on how much risk you can take. So, you know, when we start off with younger investors, we're definitely looking to be more aggressive because they can withstand a lot of volatility in their life because they've got another 30 to 40 years to have their money invested. But for yourself, if we're in the last, say, you know, five to six years before retiring, we definitely want to be taking a broader view of who you are, what are your outstanding debts perhaps, and how aggressive are you currently invested, because we might want to start weighing that down towards a more conservative platform for you. So that's going to have a definite weighting on how you should be invested. Knowing your risk profile is another investing principle. Now, just because CJ or myself may say, well, it looks to me like you can afford a little more risk, we can be a little more aggressive here, you might be the type of person that can't sleep with hardly any risk. And ultimately, we want to get you to your goals. And yes, we probably have to take a little bit of risk to achieve some of your goals. But if you're simply not the kind of person that can see any bobbling in your account, you might be better, you know, situated in a bank investment of some sort that gives you a more solid guarantee. So we really need to take your risk profile into consideration and be realistic.
And as you hear Malia speak there and using the word your a lot, and that's an important thing with Kloss Financial is working with you. They'd love to get to know you at Kloss Financial. They make it really easy to do. All you got to do is pick up the phone, give them a call, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, there's no cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. You're also going to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up in the next segment, we'll do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a $25 gift card for PetSmart. We'll tell you how you can win that coming up next. We'll also talk about when it comes to people who try to time the market. And there is time is an important word there, but timing and trying to use the time, very different things. We will talk with CJ and Malia about that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget about the website at Kloss Financial, KlossFinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. You're also going to hold on to that telephone number as well. Coming up a little bit later in the segment, we'll do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Time is a big word. Time versus timing. Those are two very different things. Let's talk about people who try to do that, the timing of the market. Oh, I hear a lot of people talking big about that stuff.
You know, I'm impressed. I don't think, Malia, that we've come up with this distinction between time versus timing. I really like it,
well,
Sean.
Thank you.
Occasionally, he has a stroke of brilliance, folks. So yeah, time versus timing. That's really great. So know your time frame to retirement, right? So if you're within a five-year window of retirement, you might want to begin backing off your risk, or really even we look at it as a 10-year window to retirement. You might want to start being aware of the amount you have in stock versus bonds versus cash. But timing indicates that somehow we can take advantage of the volatility in the market regardless of our age, right? And actually jump in and out of assets at the appropriate time. So we would say as a firm, we would humbly submit to all of the listeners out there, being aware of your time frame, really good idea. Trying to time the market or timing the market, really bad idea. And so, you know, our number four on our list of, you know, items to be aware of here, or tips, is stay committed to your strategy and do not try and time the market. Our fifth one on the list is time is your greatest advocate when it comes to investing. So when you're younger, again, you have time, and therefore you can usually afford to be more risky or have more stock. As you get closer to retirement, you don't have as much time. Another thing we say relative to the same notion is that when you're young, volatility is your friend because you're buying, right? So as prices come down, you're buying. When you get older and you're going to need income out of your portfolio, so we call this reverse dollar cost averaging, volatility becomes your enemy. Okay, so again, when we're young, volatility is my friend. When I'm older, volatility is my enemy, and therefore I have to back off my risk typically when I get closer to retirement.
What was that reversed word you used, by the phrase?
Reverse dollar cost averaging. So everybody's heard dollar cost average. Many people don't really know what that means, but it's this idea of out of every paycheck, I put money into my 401k, and my advisor says something about dollar cost averaging.
Yes.
I guess that means it's good, and it is, actually. You can Google it and figure out exactly what it is. But reverse dollar cost averaging is actually the opposite. It's the notion of systematically withdrawing money from my portfolio. Suddenly, the volatility becomes my enemy. And then the final tip we have for you is obviously seek professional feedback or guidance as you enter into retirement. Does not have to be us. There's a lot of great firms out there. But just again, seek some professional guidance to make sure you're on the right track and you don't have any holes in your financial plan.
Fantastic. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, great advice as always. Don't forget to continue the conversation with CJ and Malia. No cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Their number 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. Again, no cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment. Also, going to want to hold on to that telephone number because coming up in just a moment, we'll do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Don't forget, though, about the website as well, Kloss Financial, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card for PetSmart. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. Asset allocation refers to the percentage that you keep in your portfolio amongst three asset classes: stocks, bonds, and blank. Fill in that blank. First call with the correct answer to Kloss Financial's office will win that $25 gift card for PetSmart. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First call will win that with the correct answer. We'll win that $25 gift card for PetSmart. Don't forget, you can win as well simply by setting up that free get-to-know-you initial appointment at Kloss Financial. Their number, 442-5637. And online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Malia, CJ, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
Take care, guys. Of course, our good friend Dan Connery comes your way next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investicorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.